due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You might as well forget about everything you ever learned in your science books, because the most powerful force in this universe right here is the power of positivity.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 17th.
Holidays today. It's the sweetest day.
Sweet. That's the third Saturday, of course, of the month. The sweetest day. You're supposed to buy your sweetie some sweets.
Really?
I'm going to give you some money, dude, to give them to your wife for letting you come out today, dude.
Oh, she's the best.
She is the best. Hold on a second. I'll tell you who I'm talking to in a second. And it's also Wear Something Gaudy Day, which is every day for me. Almost, sort of. I mean, though this is, I'm sporting the Buffalo Bills today. But nevertheless, real quick, birthdays today. Former Four Horsemen, former U.S. heavyweight champion in WCW, Steve Mongo McMichael. Ah, Super Bowl champion from the Chicago Bears in 1985, too.
And he won't let you forget that either.
Yes, that's right. And he's 58 today. And Alicia Fox's little sister, Christina Crawford, who you might remember for being famous for being in the Steve Austin-led Tough Enough show. She's 27 today. I don't see it. There's too many relates in there.
Was she the one whose favorite wrestling match was?
No, that's Cameron. That's Cameron. Oh, that that's Cameron, one, same right. girl
who got a job with the company. Yeah, nonetheless.
She was a Funkadelic or whatever, you know. Okay, so she's 27 today. I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donut Delight at Empire at Culver. Join us 1 week from tomorrow for WWE's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. 149 Eastwood Road. We'll be hosting it. We'll have some stuff to give away. There'll be drink specials. It's great for family. You can bring a family out to a restaurant, have a good time, spend some money, tip your waiters and waitresses. Have a good time. It all starts at 8 o'clock. That's October 25th, 1 week from tomorrow for WWE's Hell in the Cell pay-per-view. Get to see The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar for the last time.
We hope.
Yeah.
Until WrestleMania.
Yeah. And, well, no, who knows? Well, so that's what they say for the last time. And that's what Heyman said. So, you know, now you can pick up your own Pain Clinic t-shirt there, too. I'm going to have them for $10 each, including the pink one for breast cancer awareness month.
You I have in with the ropes and match the ropes.
And the boxes. They have the pink boxes at Salvatore's.
Oh,
So look at that. It goes real well then. So come on out and get your t-shirt. Hang out with us. Watch pay-per-view. Had a good time. See a couple cells, a couple matches in the cell, Hell in the Cell. And go home satisfied. Have sure. a good night.
I think they should do it TNA style, and every match should be in the cell, like how they used to do.
Yeah, they did locked.
Lockdown.
Lockdown. That was actually pretty cool, except for some. Not all of them need to be in a cell.
Right.
But nevertheless, yeah, I mean, it's like you're not going to want the Women's Divas title match in the cell.
Well, why are you not? I mean, let them try something new.
The cell really, the women barely get out of the ring as it is in the match, so I have a feeling a cell would just be overkill. That's just me.
I could see Bailey and Sasha going in Hell in the Cell at some point.
Of course, they did. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. We did talk about it last week, and there's so many people gushing on the air about it. So, but hold on. The other plugs. Also, join us November 15th for UFC 193 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Again, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Ronda Rousey fights Holly Holmes. This fight lasts more than 30 seconds? Who knows?
Rousey actually said it was going to. She said she thinks this one's actually going to go a little bit longer.
Well, she's gotten soft now. She's getting soft now. She's got a boyfriend.
Well, she's talked about, you know, pre-fight rituals for her.
I've heard that. Well, was it Travis Brown? Is that who she's dating?
Gonna have to ice down, I think.
Is it Travis Brown? Is that the guy she's dating?
I don't know. I think, yeah.
Yeah. So what Ronda Rousey is, she's fighting Holly Holmes. Maybe she's gotten a little soft. I guess we'll find out when the fight comes down, November 15th. Be there. Ronda Rousey always draws well at Salvatore's The Garage Door. So please come on out and have a good time with us. It is November 15th at UFC 193. Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Let's see. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater. The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact us at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us to view the proud Rock City Roller Derby. We need people. You believe it or not, you don't have to be able to skate to do this. You can also be like myself. I'm an announcer, but I also do non-skating official work, which is basically statistics keeping, you know. Other people are skaters. They have people in every different aspect possible, promotions, PR. So, you know, you can do any of that stuff. It's a lot of fun, too. And you get to hang around with a lot of chicks. So, you know, hey, nothing that's bad, you know. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. I am the cash man, Richard Rich, joined here by Mr. Mark Fantasia.
Good morning.
Leader of the Mark Fantasia Experience.
Yes, sir.
And you're playing out tonight.
I am. I'm at 58 Main tonight in Brockport. It is we're doing an acoustic mayhem where my buddy Bill Johnson and myself are going to be doing a split show.
Is he a former mayor by any chance?
No, not that guy.
Great,
okay.
Though.
No, this. Yeah, he's rocking out with me tonight. Man, maybe I should tell people that. Maybe not draw the crowd.
Just give him
I
a
want.
Nickname. Call him the nickname. Call him the mayor.
Call him the mayor.
We got the mayor here.
But. No, so, yeah, we're going to be there tonight from 8 to midnight, well as Cash, I think, will be there.
I'm going to come out. I always support Mark whenever I can, and I missed you last night, but tonight I will be there. And you made it today after being out last night.
I'm surprised. I didn't go to bed till 4.
Look at you.
Wow, that's crazy. And also joining us in the studio, one of the originals, it's Jay-Z. What's up, buddy?
Yo, Every time I come, you're skinnier and I'm fatter. It's like I find the weight you lose. It's so, like, hurtful.
Well, yeah. No, it's because I don't make any money. So.
I don't make much either, yeah. But I think I eat what I make.
Yeah, usually that's how I get paid most of the time is in food. So if I'm not working a lot, you can tell.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the show, dude. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Danny Cole is on a boat. Someplace.
Somewhere?
He's on a boat.
Oh, see, the last text I got was that he's going to party with Lamar Odom, and that was a few weeks. That's like a last week.
Oh, you haven't heard from him since? Oh, that could be bad.
That could be bad.
That's terrible. That's terrible. He woke up yesterday, okay?
He did.
And of course, Danger Boy's he's at work right now, which is not here. And someplace else.
Yeah. I think it's a dangerous job, though.
He's scrubbing the tub, man. But so welcome to the show. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Got a lot of things to talk about. Start off right now, if you're in Buffalo, I'll mention it real quick. Ted DiBiase's in Buffalo at the Buffalo Comic-Con. You know, believe it or not, Buffalo has a Comic-Con.
Yeah, you know, I was throwing Buffalo under the bus all last weekend. I said, you know what, Buffalo's like probably the bigger city on Western New York because they have the Bills.
Yeah.
And they don't have a Comic-Con. Well, apparently they do, and it's the week after the biggest one in the country, New York Comic-Con.
You think New York Comic-Con's the biggest one in the country?
There's controversy about how many people show up, but there's...
Because San Diego, I mean, they shut the city down when they're in San Diego.
Yeah, well, San Diego's not New York.
True, but true that.
New York had, I think they said 167,000 people there for 4 days. But they kind of averaged it out based on the number of times people scanned in and out based on their tickets. So they could have been a 3-day pass holder and they came all 3 days. I don't know. The math is a little fuzzy, so I'm not sure whether they're bigger than San Diego. But if you
can't tell or not, Jay-Z went to the Comic-Con last weekend.
Yes, I did.
In New York City. And, you know, there was a lot of wrestlers there.
There was. A lot of wrestlers were there in the autographing area. A lot of legends, like Honky Tonk Man was there.
Is he a legend?
Yeah, he's considered a legend, I guess.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Okay. Yeah, he was there.
So says he.
There was a lot of wrestling fans there, and the crossover was incredible. In fact, I almost did like a non-scientific survey of the T-shirts I saw, and I would say the T-shirt I saw the most was Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Kevin Owens
shirts.
You've
seen that everywhere.
A lot of them. I mean, it was probably 4-1 every other wrestling shirt I saw. I did see a couple of Bayley shirts. I saw someone cosplaying as the Vaudevillains from NXT, which I thought was great. There was also guys cosplaying as Macho Man. He was pretty good, except He was probably about maybe 7 inches too short.
Well, but, you know, when we went to the one WrestleMania I went to in my life, which was in the MetLife Stadium, we were out in the parking lot and pre-gaming like everybody else was doing, and that's at the time when we were seeing lots of Heyman punks. There was all different sizes and shapes of them.
Yeah.
And they were all wandering through the parking lot. And then we got to see, we saw Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. And we were just taking pictures of everybody.
I do remember seeing a couple of years ago, right after the pipe bomb, the CM Punk costumes were all over. It's an easy costume for some guys.
You just got to get like star
a
kick pads.
A t-shirt, star tights, and
kick pads.
And that's it. That's all you need. And
a couple of days' growth if your hair grows in your face.
Yeah, there was actually an Asian CM Punk once, which I thought was funny.
Mark, you could do CM Punk.
You could.
I'm not getting rid of the beard. Actually, with my hair, I could go Ring of Honor Punk.
Yeah, Ring of Honor Punk.
Well, or you shave down totally, and you drop about 15 years, you probably could be like the prepubescent punk that we've seen pictures of recently.
Well, with the long hair, you could also go with Straight Edge Society Punk, which I think was the best.
He had the blonde.
True. Actually, with the beard, you're right.
He had the blonde hair when he had it real short, too. So
he got to frost the tips.
Yeah, frost the tips. So why are we talking about that guy? He doesn't even wrestle anymore.
Or I could be like him in about, less than a year and be laying on the mat after getting knocked out in my first fight.
Yeah. What's it? The Job Squad's old line was, "I lie on my back and I can't remember the.
And you make money, or I don't remember
something like
it was.
That. Yeah, you count to three, something like that. But nevertheless, it's cool. So man, Comic Con, I saw Jerry Lawler was there. Did a lot of interviews while he was there because he was promoting a comic book that he actually drew. And so it was very cool. New York City was the place to be. And I saw you guys, you and your two sons. Cosplay was awesome, by the way. I thought your one son was a Pokemon dude.
He was Ash, and he would challenge other guys to battle.
Okay.
And it was always Team Rocket, the villains in the show. And there was one great group of costumes. I don't want to talk all about Comic-Con, but this was a great costume for Team Rocket. It was about a dozen adults, and they were all dressed up in the black and red with the red R's on their shirts. And they had laminated exclamation points they held over their head when my son was challenging him for it. I got a picture of that. And my other son challenged every Flash he saw to a race because he was Dash. And
I saw the Dash and the Flash picture.
Yeah, Dash versus the Flash. That was probably the best one I got of him challenging the Flash.
He looked like Dash, too.
He's got the hair and everything. Yeah. And he's got the energy for it, too, because we walked. I have a little pedometer on my iPhone. We walked, between the 3 days, we walked about 28 miles. So it was a lot of walking from like mass transit to Javits and from all around Javits, which is a huge, it's like five or six city blocks.
Yeah, it's gigantic. So you get the week off, you get to come here and hang with us.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. My wife is holding down the fort at home. The kids, I think.
Like I said, it's the sweetest day. Don't forget.
That's right. I'm going to make sure that she. she gets a nice nap later.
All right. Well, thank you for being here, brother. And by the way, I was mentioning the Buffalo Comic Con. If you want to go to that, that's the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, 153 Franklin Street in Buffalo. DiBiase will be there both days. And I was trying to get him to call in this morning to plug it. It might have been a little bit too late to get him to come in.
Yeah.
Or to talk to us about it. So,
I just want to clarify. I assume we are talking about the real Million Dollar Man. We're not talking about Junior, right?
No, the real Million Dollar Man, which actually, there's a movie coming out, too, that they're making about his life. So, I would have loved to have talked to him about that. But he will be in Buffalo this whole weekend, so go check out the Million Dollar Man at the Buffalo Comic Con. And there's lots of artists there if you're into comics and stuff.
Jim Steranko.
Yeah, I see Jim Steranko's in there. He's an old Marvel guy.
Nick Fury. He's the guy who made Nick Fury who he is.
Yeah.
Before he became Samuel L. Jackson. But anyway, I was pretty excited to see Jim Steranko. I might make the drive out there.
Yeah, why not? It looks like a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people who are going. But let's go to the fun. Let's talk wrestling. Okay, we had a great week this past week. We're building up to WWE Hell in the Cell. Say that all in one word.
I wish we were going to a WCW pay-per-view. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
Halloween Havoc.
Maybe someday
man.
when the ratings are worse than they are now, they'll have to depend on WCW stuff to bring it back. So
Halloween Havoc.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's the time of year. So we got on the phone Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I hope I can steer this conversation back in the right direction.
Yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit. I love Comic-Con stuff.
I was going to say these dorks are over here talking about.
But there's a wrestling connected Comic-Con, so, without a doubt.
Only in recent years, but, hey, that's because they're just capitalizing on the fact that, fandom and nerddom is all coming together in one spot.
That's right. We are the outcasts of society. Just kidding.
More acceptable than you think.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm just kidding.
All right. I got a couple little points. First of all, the Lamar Odom joke, that had to be the worst taste joke I've ever heard on this show.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Look, I aim high. I aim high. Every quarterly appearance, I got to hit.
He comes back. He's just got to do something totally distasteful.
It's a quota.
The only person to come close to it, you keep your finger on the dump button for him, was, I can't remember the guy's name, my precious guy. I can't remember his name.
Paul from Rochester. Yeah. Paul from Rochester. Oh, no. Dave from Henrietta, one of those guys.
Yeah, those are the only people that ever come close to that bad taste. But anyway,
you guys gonna start? We're gonna start getting our listeners warring with each other.
Oh yeah, there we go.
All right, but anyway, I got a point. You're talking about kind of like interesting matches that would kind of be well with the Divas, like how they could do, hey, let's do everything in the cell for Hell in the Cell, kind of like they did Lockdown TNA. I got a good idea and something I would absolutely love to see. I would actually love to see a Divas Elimination Chamber match, especially with the talent they have now on the roster. I would love that.
You know, we were just kind of talking about that. With Hell in a Cell, I mean, it's not much different. Yeah, Elimination, didn't they do a Divas Elimination Chamber?
No, they did a Tag Team Elimination Chamber. They've never done a Divas one.
Okay, because yeah. I was going to say because...
Down right now, like,
ooh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, like I said, but the idea that I gave him about putting live shows on every once in a while, now we'll look at every like 3 weeks we get a live show on the network. So,
With the live shows, I'm kind of upset that they were talking like I have to most of the time I'm watching NXT on Hulu, and they were talking about James Storm for like the last week and a half, and he wasn't on this week's version of NXT on Hulu. And I was kind of upset about that. I wanted to see what they did.
Yeah, it's not till the next week, 22nd. I think they said
they taped it, but he's not. Yeah. Not on until next week.
21st. I think it's 21st. It's Wednesday.
They tape
night, right?
Like five shows at once.
Right. I don't know. You get to watch an entire angle play out in a night, I guess, if you're live in the crowd.
That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. It's a long night, though.
It is a long night. Well, let me see. They do maybe three matches each show. So I guess it could be a long night because I don't think they show all the vignettes.
Remember those Pier 6 shows we went to? Maybe you didn't.
It was a six-hour show that we went to.
I know, and they did like 4 months of TV in one shot. So it was kind of
holy crap.
It was a long night.
The Mark Fantasia Experience played Danny.
Played every show.
Danny was there.
Wow. But yeah, like I was thinking about that when you guys mentioned. I was like, man, that would be an awesome match. Like you were talking about like Bayley and Sasha. And if you were like a real Elimination Chamber, you could do like. Charlotte, Bailey, Sasha, let's throw the Bellas in there just because it's going to be an actual pay-per-view and...
You'd have to put a bell in there, dude.
Do you really?
You'd have to. They're forced down our
throat. Because they're going to keep pushing them down your throat.
Yeah, they're forced down our throat. Yeah,
they're pushing them to Pluto right now. So, Okay, we all know that Nikki really can't wrestle, but she's a great talker. I hate to admit it, she can work a crowd.
You are the first person in history to ever say that Nikki Bella is a good talker.
If you listen to a show from a couple weeks ago, go to our webpage, thepainclinic.net. Listen to a show from a couple weeks ago where I ran a soundbite of her where I don't know what she was talking about because she got lost in. It's much like Roman Reigns this past week started cutting a promo and then just kind of got distracted by the crowd, and I don't know where he was going with it.
When she's focused on her promos, she can actually do it well. It's like Brie. She's actually getting her up to par with her actual in-ring ability.
Yeah, she can jump off the corner. She can jump side slam or whatever. She jumped off the corner and won the match this past week. So,
her in-ring is getting much, much, much better. But Nikki, on the other hand, like I said, her talent is more vocal right now. Which is why they probably haven't split them up in a serious manner, because they need one to talk and one that can actually do some in-ring and save their matches.
I could do without them. If they both took like the same time that John Cena's taking off, that would be sweet. Let the women's division bolster without. I believe Paige is the reason the women's division got any sort of pump. And now, and when she comes out and says, I thought it was me too, and then she, people keep telling her it's not her. It's like it just shows you that they're never going to be a rise above a certain point, because Paige, I think, is probably one. If she's going to be on Conan O'Brien this week coming up, there's a reason this girl is so popular and big. But I want to ask you.
I mean, like I said, they've been breaking kayfabe on a lot of things, not just the James Storm thing. And I mean, and honestly, I think that's actually good for this era of wrestling right now because, you know, they're on the verge of something going really big and really viral. Like, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, something huge is about to happen.
Hey, Rashawn, let me ask you a question before we get too far. Blue Pants is no longer with WWE NXT. Yeah, she's no longer. Is it? They make you mad because she like she's great at putting people over, and she's you know a good wrestler, and
she was Shawn Michaels NXT.
Yeah, yeah. She and now she's gone. And now she's gone. And because her farewell was that Brooklyn show, apparently the one where she came out with the vaudevillians.
Right, and she dressed the part too.
Yeah. So I mean, I mean, you're a fan of Blue Pants. I mean, a lot of people are a fan of Blue Pants. We've talked about her quite a few times on this show. And
honestly, the only reason I've ever really been a fan of Blue Pants per se is because I've actually been a huge fan of Enzo and Cass, and that's how she really got started. And honestly, I'm waiting to see those guys on main roster. Because
I think didn't one of them get hurt?
Enzo was a jobber to the star, too.
Did they?
That's the angle.
I think one of I think Cassidy got hurt. I think one
yeah, big Cass is hurt. I think.
Yeah, he was on crutches the other night. So you know,
knee injury angle. They're doing a full sale on every event. It's an interesting angle.
Gotcha. Hey, dude, we gotta go to break. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, we will talk to you real soon, man. That's Rashawn, man. I can't start a show unless we talk to him.
How do you say that Nikki is a good talker, a good wrestler, all this stuff? But you say what Jay-Z said about Lamar Odom was distasteful? Really?
Well, he woke up. I figured it wasn't that distasteful.
Hey, you know what? You know, I've seen, I'll be honest with you, I've seen worse. There's worse out there.
Oh, there are.
that's what the minor leagues are for, so they make them better. They try to make them better. So let's go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We were ready to believe you. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
But last week on Raw, we slayed, we destroyed, we stood tall, and the only thing that you two can talk about is the Wyatt? I thought you two were supposed to be Ambrose. You didn't? Ambrose, to play on level. Y'all are in there talking about whatever it is that you're talking about. When you need to be talking about the New Day.
Hear that? It's the holidays coming, and all the guests that come with them. Good thing Best Buy helps you save on state-of-the-art appliances from top brands like LG and KitchenAid. Make your kitchen guest-worthy during the Prep for the Holidays appliance event. Details at BestBuy.com.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Yeah.
I've been fighting the Wyatts for years, all right? And the line to beat the beards off those big goons starts behind me. So just follow my lead, kiddo, and you'll be all right.
Thank you so much, because I will never waste another minute of my time on a narcissistic, self-centered, egotistical, jealous, lying, cheating bastard.
This is Madison Rain. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Jay-Z.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo. Not that Beyonce Jay-Z.
No, I'm the original.
No, people keep confusing you two whenever I talk with them.
Because we look so alike.
You do. And of course, Mark Fantasia.
I think it's the hair.
We call you MF. No, I guess we can't.
No, we can't do that.
It's the Mark.
The Mark. He's the Mark. He's the leader of the Mark Fantasia experience. You can see tonight in Brockport. Come on out and watch that. And will you play Black Submarines for me?
Sure.
Can I ask for that right now?
Sure.
Okay, I like that tune. So,
you have to remind me.
Okay.
Once the booze hits, it's just all downhill from there.
All right, we're going to go to the phone. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 20's number. We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Did I actually hear somebody say that Nikki was a good talker?
Yes.
I mean, I just woke up. I'm a little tired.
I think he did, too. Didn't say that.
That call died in the womb. Can we get a died in the womb round table around the table right now?
Oh,
we did
no.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, too bad Danny's not here.
I know. Danny's not here with his phone. It's not as good.
When you text Danny his phone, that's how it alerts you to a text that says, I was just died in the womb. And so we were texting also. I would say that over and over. But,
well, just remember, guys, and everybody listening, if you call into the pain clinic, you automatically get entered into the TNA World Title Tournament and get 5 points. In their weird rating system, so call now.
You know what? I got to tell you, I hate to say it, but I've been enjoying it. But I have been. And it's interesting because you're going to see all these matchups, and I think these were all taped well in advance. They knew they were going to do this well in advance, but nobody in the crowd knew that they were doing this kind of tournament when that was going on.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to spoil it, but last week after we left here, Danny and I, we went back to my house. We're hanging out, and we got a spoiler as to who the winner of this entire series is. TNA just does not surprise me anymore. So it looks like it's going
to
be a good
tournament. To be honest with you, I don't even know who wins it. I haven't even looked yet.
Then just sit back and watch and tell me how happy you are.
You can tell me later.
Yeah, but
I'm not watching.
Yeah, there's why not?
I don't have cable.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I can't see it.
That's right. They're on Destination America.
I would watch it if I was surfing around and I saw TNA, I'd stop and watch.
By the way, JB was going to come on this week, and he said, oh, is that Mark going to be there? Because he badmouthed us. So, no, I'm kidding. JB's going to be on next week with us. So just put that down if you have a question for him.
What? The in-ring product of TNA is really good.
Yeah.
It's just
it's actually funny seeing these guys used on TV that WWE have used recently, like James Storm. He was on last week. James Storm took on Bobby Roode. It was, a great match. Two guys that have a lot of build up between them because especially because when James Storm stole Bobby Roode's, or Bobby Roode stole James Storm's world heavyweight title, right after he won it. It was a real great build up to him winning it. And then, blink your eye, he smashed him in the beer bottle, and then Bobby Roode was the longest reigning TNA world heavyweight champion after that. So they had a great match on this past Wednesday, and I just don't know, I'm not really sure where it's going because they have these different divisions, like they have they have the X division, where there's four guys in it. No, they do. And then they have like the old school TNA division where there's like guys who've been there forever. It's just, it's
the one that's getting me is the women's division or the knockouts division.
Somebody brought that up. Well, how can you have the knockouts division in the world title chase? Do you really think
I don't know.
That...
China won the Intercontinental title.
So we're going to let Awesome Kim or Gail Kim or Awesome Kong or Gail Kim win the TNA world title?
No, I don't think they'll make it. But Awesome Kong, she had more possibilities than I think anybody else. She's as big as a dude. She's big enough that it would not surprise me if you were going to put it on a lady. And, like I said, China won it. She won that. She won two titles in the WWE besides the women's title.
Intercontinental title and...
What was the other one? U.S. heavy? U.S. title?
No, she only got just the one.
She shared it with Chris Jericho,
yes.
Too, right? Yeah,
right.
Which was bizarre. You guys got to go back and watch that in the WWE Network. You'll love that whole storyline. And Chris Jericho is still friends with her. He likes her still.
Of course.
And then I think that maybe I think she had... That also with
the U.S.
the European title with Eddie Guerrero.
That's right. Yeah, she had a couple titles. So.
That's
the
right.
Hardcore title, too? I don't remember.
Probably.
Everybody had the hardcore title.
Sure.
I had the hardcore title.
I believe
like
Molly Holly had the hardcore title at one point, too.
Not,
so women can take men's titles. You
Maven.
Know, there's
Maven had it? Oh, Maven. Who's that?
Yeah, remember he took it at WrestleMania.
Yep. And then lost it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, right, to Crash Holly. Whoa. That was probably the most fun. Go back and watch WrestleMania 18 from Toronto. That whole... heavy hardcore title that kept coming in and out of the show the whole
entire night.
It was great. And I had tickets to that show and I did not go.
Why?
I got sick. I'll just say something happened to me about a month before that, and I just couldn't go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, so I'm sorry. We kind of distracted and diverted and tangented all over your question there, Mr. Scott from Henrietta.
I didn't really have a question. I was just calling in the badmouth Rashad for saying that Nikki was good on the mic because, God, wow, that woke me up from my stupor. No, the other thing I was going to bring up was I don't know if anybody saw the report this morning, but apparently Bailey and Eva had a match last night, which the crowd apparently started literally chanting, Eva's learning, and gave her a standing ovation at the end of the match.
Wow.
So I'm actually kind of curious if that got taped.
Was it in front of a WWE employee audience? Because I just don't believe that. You know?
It was an NXT crowd.
It was their house show.
NXT live event. They said they gave her a standing ovation at the end of the match.
Hey, you know what? I think she's super hot. I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, she is absolutely gorgeous. I don't dig the red hair, though. I like it when she was a brunette when she first started. But beyond...
She looked too much like the Bellas, didn't she?
That's why she had to change it, because she looked too much like Nikki Bella. She was, we can't have two brunettes with long hair.
They could have booked her as triplets, just, you know.
But she's been working with Brian Kendrick. You've seen it on the show, you know.
She's been Instagramming a lot of she Instagrams videos of her like learning stuff. So they're trying to make her appear.
There was a piece of news that came out last week that I didn't bring up, but it said that they're looking for her to do something besides wrestling on WWE. You know, maybe be a manager or something. So we'll see what happens. But her only downfall is that jerk that she's married to, okay? Sorry. He probably isn't a jerk, but every time I see him on the Divas show, it's like this guy is just so over. He's always just pressuring her all the time about everything. So that's just my opinion. But, you know, Scott, what do you think?
I don't watch Total Divas. Okay. I have better things to do with my time.
Since we lost the Artiste, we have nobody but me that watches it.
Yeah.
Total Divas report.
Well, hey, by the way, a lot of things happened last night that we didn't talk about yet, but there's been some stuff. Undertaker came out and redebuted in Mexico in a show last night, and you know who he wrestled? Braun Strowman and Luke Harper. So Luke Harper got to work Undertaker
with
last
Taker.
Night.
With no idea, Kane, did you see Kane it with the
Taker.
Tag team?
Yeah, Kane and Taker.
Yes, and this is something you don't put on the network? How do you not put that on the network?
It's in Mexico, too. I'm hoping they draw. You know, that's what they're trying to do, is because they've had such weak cards out there that they're trying to draw some people. So, and Taker's going to be on Monday night, too, because he's going to be in Hell in a Cell. So. Also, last night, apparently, it looks like Adam Rose got hurt in a match. He was running the ropes, and he collided with Fandango, and they ended up stretchering him out of the ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect timing for him to get retooled into something else.
I like him as a party pooper.
I love the party pooper. Yeah. He comes on, just has 5 seconds of something to say, and then that's it.
Yeah. I might be the only frowns. Fan of his is Leo Kruger when he was...
No, I want Leo Kruger back, too, but for some reason there... Especially, did you watch the ESPN documentary they did?
No, I never got a chance to. I don't even know if it's available online anymore.
I don't know if it is either, but it was amazing to see Leo Kruger.
You can go on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, your heart goes out for the guy because he has a son who's has some health issues. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Scott, we got to run, okay, bro?
Take it easy.
Thank you so much. All right, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We got Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
how are you?
Troy, will you do me a favor? Take a shot at one of our callers, because it seems like that's been a theme today already.
Well, okay. Well, Scott, I got to agree with the guy. Scott was the last caller, right?
Yeah, Scott from Henrietta, yep.
Well, Scott, I happen to agree with the caller before you. I think Nikki Bella is a good speaker on the mic.
All right. Rashawn and Troy versus Scott from Henrietta, who's shaking off a hangover. Okay.
Excuse me. You know, usually I'm going to start off by talking about WWE, of course.
Of course.
Usually when I call in, I say, oh, Monday Night Raw was bad. It was terrible and all of that. I got to admit, though, the last month or so, the storylines have been excellent. I love the storylines.
Troy, let me stop you for a second. The last month, they've had their worst numbers since the 90s.
Yep.
So, so obviously, what they're showing is not what's drawing the people. People don't want to see Roman Reigns coming out and cutting promos on two shows in a row. They don't want to see, you know, I mean, I think that, and I'm not really sure why. I mean, of course, football being back, it always goes head-to-head with Monday Night Raw.
But it was never this. It hasn't been this bad for against Monday Night Football in a long time.
I think it's time, you know, I think someone's got to shake the world. Something big has got to happen. And my idea, you got to think outside the box. Like, so outside the box. Well, obviously, bringing celebrities helps. I think you get major league celebrities in, and that helps. But I think that's how they seem to want to, like, lean. But who knows? I mean, there's a couple companies out there. What if you stage an invasion by TNA? What if Vince comes in and buys TNA out and then stages an invasion on Monday Night Raw?
I think they should.
Something like that, you know?
That, and I think, obviously, we need to keep giving Nikki way more mic time.
Yes. You want to kill the numbers completely.
No, you know, the thing is, there's news about this partnership that, yes. I don't know if it's a partnership.
Gabe Sapolsky's WWN Live.
With Evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gabe Sapolsky, who we had on, I think it was earlier this year, he used to work for ECW. He used to book Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, when it's peaked with all the stars who are now in WWE, he was the booker. When he left Ring of Honor, that's when Luke Harper went to WWE, because it's like, when he left, he had great ideas for all those guys. Yep. And then when he left, it's like they just kind of dropped all the storylines. And so. So, but, Gabe Sapolsky, so right this weekend, Sami Zayn's going to be appearing at a WWN show.
In New York.
It's at a pay-per-view, but he's not going to be on the pay-per-view. But there is a working agreement with these two companies. This is not big enough for them to make a dent, you know?
It seems like an ECW-esque, like, relationship that they had in the mid-90s.
Yeah. But I don't know all the guys are talking about who they've actually been looking at to bring to WWE.
Yeah, and one of them looks like a hybrid of Sami Zayn and Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name right now, but he looks like they just, you know, created him in a lab.
Yeah.
You
know what, guys? Actually, I said it when I came on the show a few months ago. Invasion was one of my favorite pay-per-views anyway. Back in, what was it, 2001, 2002, or something like that?
You might remember the audio I played from the Artiste at Invasion on his last day he was here.
I'm here in Columbus.
There's the Artiste here from Cleveland.
Cleveland.
We're nowhere near the arena, so I don't see any wrestlers.
But and another thing, you know what? Speaking of ratings, I didn't know the ratings were that bad. Wow! Because like I said, I was enjoying the storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, right now my favorite wrestler is Big Show.
I dig the Big Show too. Actually, I love it because every time he comes to town, he gives us crap during the live shows. He comes up to us and just gives us some guff. So it's like, and we've had him on before too. He probably doesn't know us from anybody, but I kind of like what he's doing. I like, actually, there's a lot of things that are good going on. Most likely what I hear is Dean Ambrose is going to graduate to the number one face when John Cena takes that month and a half off coming up. But listen, Dean Ambrose has been getting more into the beginning of every show now. I don't know if you noticed that. Since they announced John Cena's being going away, Dean Ambrose has been like in the first couple segments of every show. So I don't know. I mean, Dean Ambrose is not John Cena, but they need to put a super face on, you know.
To me, still, Dean Ambrose reminds me of my boy from Cincinnati, Brian Pillman.
Yeah.
He still reminds me of Brian Pillman, the bad Brian Pillman.
Except for he's so much, you know what, he's a legit, so at 6'3", 6'4",
yeah, he's
a big dude, you know. And he doesn't look it nearly when you want, but when you stand next to him, it's just very impressive that, you know, he's got great physique, and he actually does, you know, some of the stuff he does in the ring is great for a guy that big, you know.
He reminds me more of a Steve Austin.
Yeah, he's like a Steve Austin. He's got a Roddy Piper mixed with Steve Austin. He's got, you know, they call him the Lunatic Fringe, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, but you remember how Brian Pillman was. He was from Cincinnati, and he had that Lunatic Fringe attitude, too.
He did, and his was more real, I think. I think his was because of medicine he was supposed to be taking, you know.
so they were both from Cincinnati. I'm like, wow. Yeah, so he reminds me of Brian Pillman. Because I know you guys are up against it. I'm trying to get as much in as I can. One of the storylines I liked on Raw was when they took Kane in the ambulance and then it turned red. I mean, I think that was awesome. You remember when Kane came out the ambulance?
Yeah, and you know, I think they've done that before. I mean,
it's a very Incredible Hulk kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, then he like kind of kicked the injury out, you know, like he healed. He healed while he was, you know, while he was walking. He's like, wait a second.
Expect an extreme close-up of his eyes turning red.
Yeah, that, or we need to see the claws come out of his back of his hands. He got a super healing factor.
Yeah, right. That was awesome. And I think a Hell in a Cell is going to... I don't think it's going to be a straight-up decision between Brock and Undertaker, because Kane owes Brock Lesnar some payback, too. So I could see you now, the Brothers of Destruction, handling Brock Lesnar at Hell in a Cell. And I wouldn't be surprised if Big Show jumped in, too, also, did that lead up to Survivor Series.
I think that there's going to be a definitive. I think this is it. I mean, honestly, they keep saying this is it. I think this is it. So who knows? I mean, I could be wrong.
You don't think you think it's gonna be a straight up decision? You don't think it's gonna be any interference or anything?
I'm not gonna say that, but I think that I definitely think that if Heyman says this is the last time, you know, I don't know. You can't believe anything, you know. It's like this guy who retire and come back next week too, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody wants to sit through another Lesnar-Undertaker match.
What wouldn't surprise me, I guess, in the least, was maybe if Sting would pop in, and then we could set up the Sting-Undertaker for WrestleMania.
Yeah, but isn't Sting legitimately hurt now? Yep. Or
Supposedly.
From the buckle bomb at
I never trust them anymore. When they're interviewing them the next day,
yeah.
And he's...
He's like, I'm okay, I've had worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust, but... I don't know. I don't want to see another. This one should be the last one.
Yeah, hopefully. Rashawn, thank you so much for the call. We got to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Now, Dino, if my memory serves me correctly, the Shield never did that. And Randy, did the Authority? Oh no! Did Evolution? Oh no! But what about Legacy? Oh no! Say, Randy, how many groups have you been in?
I mean, come on, man. You give a whole new definition to the word groupie, because as a man, Bray Wyatt is trying to stop everything that I have going for me. Every single week that I leave my home, I look at my family in the eyes. I look at my little 7-year-old, and I tell her, baby, daddy's going out to get it for us. I'm going to create a future for you. So the fact that Bray Wyatt thinks that he can step in front of that...
When the ancient Greeks and Romans built their empire, they built it to last forever, and they moved mountains to do it. We're MCM Natural Stone, here to build your empire with granite, marble, soapstone, and other solid surfaces, countertops, vanities, patios, and more. And much like the Greeks and Romans, when it's built with MCM Natural Stone, it's built to last forever. Visit our showroom at 860 Linden Avenue, online at mcmstone.com. Enjoy forever MCM Natural Stone.
Ring around the world, pocket fell apart. Ashes, ashes,
we are gone. Fur Hall's Haunted Hayride in Spencerport. Come to the woods. They're deeper and darker. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through October 30th. Sponsored by Bentley Brothers Kubota. For ticket information, details, and directions, BurhalsTauntedHayride.com.
It's off at 5:30 Sunday. Where else but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester?
And there is a massacre awaiting for you at Hell in a Cell.
I agree with you 100%. But what you need to know is when they lock that cell, you are going to be wishing you were trapped in there with anyone but me.
Hey guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich, joined by Mark Fantasia. Mark, where are you playing tonight, bro?
Rockport. Sorry, I sold the yo-yo-yo there, Jay-Z.
Oh,
just gave me
I got a
look.
Backup in the holster. I'll go over that.
All right, we're joined by Jay-Z.
Hey.
And he's not the Jay-Z with Beyonce. Well, I'll just say that one more time.
I do refer to my wife as Beyonce, though.
Okay. And joining us from the Brother Wee Show, Paulie G. Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I love having Paulie G come in. Paulie and I were just kind of talking wrestling there for a second during the break, and I said, come on, sit down. Let's talk a little bit. Because we got a huge pay-per-view coming up. And let me do my plugs real quick before we start talking. Don't forget, come on, and join us October. That's 1 week from tomorrow, October 25th. WWE's Hell in a Cell at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. No cover charge. And we'll have some stuff to give away. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. They have a full menu there, so it's not just pizza and wings. You can get sandwiches, salads, everything. Come on out and join us. And plus, they got the hottest waitresses in Rochester, I swear. Just saying. Because I've been, you know, because familiarity breeds contempt, as they say. But that's 1 week from tomorrow, October 25th. WWE's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view at Salvatore's in the Garage, where you can buy your pink Pain Clinic t-shirt. You know, it's that month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, they have the pink boxes there where you can put add a t-shirt to it. You can have a pink box and a pink t-shirt. And
Twinning.
So welcome back to the show, Polly. Polly, what were you just telling me? We were just talking a little bit about a podcast there. Just for a second, you were talking about a podcast he listened to, and he has an opinion on Vince Russo.
Well, I don't really like Vince Russo, to tell you the truth. He always just comes off kind of bitter to me. Everything is like, you know, back when in the Attitude Era, when I was in charge, and me and Ed Ferrara, we used to do it this way, and that was... So I don't really like him, but he did say something that I thought made a lot of sense, and I actually had the idea first, and I was mad because I was embarrassed about my idea.
Okay.
But I had an idea for Roman Reigns, because, right, the guy has, like, a horrible time getting over, and it's too bad. They keep trying to make him a good
guy. Did you see Raw last week?
It was embarrassing.
That promo was terrible, especially when he stopped to react to the audience.
It was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him. He's too good of an athlete for that. So my idea was just, what if he just flat out embraced it and just said, hey, all of you shut up. This is my time to get a push, and just pull the curtain back a little bit and say, they've decided that I'm the next guy and you're all ruining it for me. Of course it would flip him into a bad guy.
Of course. But you know the thing is it works perfect because he's like best friends with Ambrose. Ambrose is taking over for John Cena when he takes his 2 month sabbatical
there
coming up. I think that could propel both of them into the direction
they
start a great feud.
And it's so much
serious heat between those two fellas.
Thank you, JR. It's supposed to be. He does a great JR, by the way. It's supposed to be, when you have best friend in wrestling, how long does that ever last? You've seen Hogan, all his friends always turn on him.
Right.
One of these guys is going to go, you know, and I figure Reigns would be the guy to go heel. And I would love it because it's easy to be a heel.
They want to hate him. The WWE Universe wants to hate him so bad. Why not just let them hate him?
Embrace the hate.
I might as well. I mean, if you want a good solid boo, you got it.
Yeah,
might as well just go with it.
You might as well.
I think that's a good point, and maybe I'll try listening to Vince on that show. I mean, Vince is—he's been on the show quite a few times. We end up arguing. Believe it or not, the guy who's known as Luke Harper in the WWE actually got in an argument with him when he was on the show with us.
Hmm.
And it's fun if you go back and find that old show.
Go
to the archives. Yeah, because they actually had a tete-a-tete on the, and Vince Russo has no clue who he is talking to. At the time he wasn't Luke Harper. So just a little bit look behind the curtain there. But there was I've got to find it now. Maybe I'll post it up and say, listen to Luke Harper and Vince Russo go at it.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be, because he was questioning some of the stuff, because Vince Russo, you know, I mean, he kind of ruined WCW when he was in charge of it.
No kidding.
He hated Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan had control over how his matches ended. He said, I'm going to win the heavyweight title off of Jeff Jarrett because my contract says I am, and if you don't do that, I'm going to sue you. And then Vince Russo said, Jeff Jarrett, when you go to wrestle Hulk Hogan, lay down on the ground and don't do anything. And then Hogan, you know, he started swearing at Vince Russo on the pay-per-view. I mean, he was in his corner, too.
Bash of the Beach 2000.
Most uncomfortable moment in the history of professional wrestling after the Montreal Screwjob.
And then Vince Russo comes out, cuts a promo, and says, these are the real champions. And he has Booker T take on Jeff Jarrett. Booker T beat Jeff Jarrett and said, now we're going to make a new belt for you. Hulk Hogan, you can take that belt and don't ever come back here again.
Called him every name in the book on pay-per-view.
It was one of those things that just everyone sat there with their jaw dropped. That's what WWE needs right now, something like that to happen, you know, because their numbers are so terrible right now that they're getting killed by everything. There's a fourth rated show this past weekend. They're getting beat by Love and Hip Hop. And I know, Paul, you probably like that show.
No. Well, doesn't it remind you of mid-90s WWE when it was starting to get kind of a little
stale,
corny, corny storylines? It was right before they embraced reality and went Attitude Era. And it seems like we're in that moment right now where they're hitting a really low lull, and maybe if they just embrace some reality.
With the ratings tanking, and the thing is...
They got a perfect opportunity when we were talking about a second ago with Rusev and Lana, which that being real life kind of ruined the whole angle because TMZ...
God, I texted Danny and I said, I go, if you want to get out of a crappy angle that you've been in for 5 months, propose to your girlfriend in real life, and they go, all right, I guess that angle's done.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Well, I mean, one person got hurt, the other person got hurt. They kept dragging on. Dolph Ziggler was pulled in.
The fans got hurt. That was a horrible, horrible thing to watch for months.
But they could grasp that as reality, and I mean, turn it into a new Macho Man Miss Elizabeth.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, maybe you never know. I mean, I think, you know, but that you know, it's amazing how real life can like kill an angle like that quick. You know,
it's funny how you said
It reminds you of the mid-90s. It really reminds me of 1995. The storylines that you have, I mean, like, it's what, Hart and Bulldog and Diana Smith is in the middle and she doesn't want to see him fight. Like, it was just really crappy storylines and then it started to pick up. Yeah. But they needed something to spark that and that's they got what they need right now.
They got ticked off and they went PG-13 instead of PG and, you know, and I, you know, the Raw that I was at, were you guys at the Buffalo Raw?
No, we watched it though.
There were a couple moments in there where they swore and stuff and I was like, that's kind of like Roman Reigns said. What did he say to Bray Wyatt, Neil? This is what I'm talking about. You brought out your little bitches or something.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to say that on the
I guess so.
I think so, yeah.
Now.
No.
Someone said Nikki Bella was a good talker. That's okay for you to say that.
It is embarrassing.
But
when
the thing is, everybody's been clamoring for John Cena to turn heel. It's never going to happen. But they're giving Reigns the John Cena treatment where they're booing him. He's a guy who you have enough time with. You have probably a good dozen years that you can get out of him if he doesn't get injured. You could turn him heel, and it doesn't damage him at all.
Nope.
It actually makes him a better character, and people will embrace
him. He started as a heel, so I mean, it's not like you're going to go back and
He's an easier heel too.
Well, see, the thing is, that's why they don't do it with John Cena, because they do great merchandising with him. You know, it's like you're not going to sell any T-shirts when you're a bad guy. But you know what, Roman Reigns. He people will not get behind him. And so I think healing him out would be the best thing they could do.
I disagree with being a heel with merchandise. Kevin Owens is a
Kevin
heel.
Owens, okay. Exactly.
And his shirts are selling like pancakes.
Cesaro was supposedly a bad guy. Him and Tyson Kidd selling shirts. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It's if people are behind you.
Okay, well, we got to go to break. We have one last one to squeeze in before the end of the hour. Thank you, Paulie, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Man, you know you're invited anytime to come and hang out with us.
Thanks.
Paulie's doing he does a show over at Wham here at 1180 at noon. Yeah, food show. Hopefully they'll have some samples, huh? Wink, wink, you know?
We got apple pie coming up.
Ooh, all right, you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This Bills Break is brought to you by Nothnagel Realtors.
Selection, savings, service, and donating. That's what October is all about right here at Fusillo's.
Over the state, Tom. There's so many people out there, and there's so many of us that forget about some of the reality in the world today. And what am I talking? You know, we're sitting there watching football games on Saturday and Sunday, and we're having a good time with our friends when everything's rosy. But there are a lot of people out there that aren't living the same life we are, Tom. And I'll tell you something, we got to address the issue. It's a great time to address the issue, and it's a great way to, by giving $100 on every car we sell throughout the state of New York.
Well, it truly is a buyer's market, because right now the 16s are rolling in. We're moving out the remaining 15s. You've got certified vehicles available, all the local trades, prior rentals, lease returns. We've got something for everyone.
Great time to buy right now, Tom. What do you think, Caroline?
Plus, you can win a vehicle, stop in and register, no purchase necessary.
That's right. This event's going to be huge, New York. I mean, huge.
10,000 mile for your lease is 25 cents per mile over. Less you're responsible for repairs, maintenance, excess wear. Includes Chrysler rebates with approved financing through Chrysler. Offers end October 31st.
The sky's the limit at Rochester's Jeep Giant Vision.
Hey, this is Natty Neidhart, first third-generation female wrestler in the world, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic.
SummerSlam?
SummerSlam. That's right. That's like I remember that. Don't play that one anymore. No, it's okay. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. We got one segment, real short segment left. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for Pauly G sitting in with us, man. I always love him. He's a big fan, and he's really gotten into it a lot lately. So we got
Vince Russo.
Yeah.
On point.
All right. Jordan from Naples. Jordan, what's up, buddy? Don't have much time, so if you can get to it real quick, that'd be great.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
You know, I think the Raw ratings are down right now because everything is so predictable.
Yep.
Everything. I mean, I sat and I watched Seth Rollins face Kane in that lumberjack match. I'm like, Kane's going to win. And he won.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they have to build up heat for a match that's going to be on a pay-per-view or a network event. unfortunately that's the case. Things are very predictable at times going into like these big shows. So
yeah,
it's how they book it. You know,
I was going to say Triple H and Stephanie were not on Raw Monday. Where were they? Do you guys know?
They were probably on Raw. They just were on a phone in a bathroom or something. You know, in a stall. So that's what I'm guessing. But hey, Joe Jordan, thanks so much for calling, brother.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rich.
Not a problem, man. Thank you for calling 222-1280, Star 1280. Yeah, we don't have time to talk to you, but we got to get out of here. And I want to thank Jay-Z, for coming in, hanging out with us again. Like I said earlier, we'll have Jeremy Borash on next week. Thank you for all who called, Mark. Thank you. And to Mark one more time, what's your plug?
58 Main tonight in Brockport. Acoustic Mayhem from 8 to midnight. I'll be there. Cash will be there. Drinks will be there. Girls will be there. Come on out.
And it's by a college, so you never know. All right. Check out our website. And don't feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net. You can find every one of our shows since, a couple years ago. So listen to everything there. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Be our friend. Thank you very much for listening. And body slam somebody you love.